Whenever I think of trading cards, my mind goes straight to baseball. Now, thanks to the Natural Enquirer, I can think of science. The Natural Enquirer is a middle school-age science journal which has come out with its very own series of trading cards featuring U.S. Forest Service scientists. The people at the Enquirer found that teachers and students alike benefited from learning about the scientists behind the experiments. I learned from Jessica Nicholson, the director of education for the journal, by getting to know the scientists, children felt that they could identify themselves with the scientists by seeing pictures and learning their background, making their research more interesting.
It put a real face to science and got kids interested in becoming scientists. We tried to think of a fun way to provide that information, and so we came up with the idea of Scientist Card Series.
Each card includes a photo of the scientist with their education background and career information. It then goes on and talks about their area of expertise and details about their research. There is also encouragement added to any young, aspiring scientist. One of Utah State University's alumni has her very own trading card as one of the featured scientists. Tamara Hartzell-Scali of Puerto Rico is a research ecologist who received her PhD from USU in 2005.
I think the cool thing about these cards is that what a scientist does, what a scientist looks like, there's a lot of options, and there's a large range of possibilities in science that you could do.
Hartzell-Scali is an expert in her field of ecology, but it took her quite a while to take the plunge into the sciences. She studied languages before college and received her undergraduate in social science. After graduation, she volunteered in a rainforest in Puerto Rico, where she saw natural scientists out in the field. She realized that there was a whole other side to the world of science, not just people in labs wearing white lab coats. She found that she could put her love of the outdoors into a career. She was always hesitant to study sciences in school because of the difficulty, but now her eyes have been opened to the possibilities this education has.
If you can see where the science can take you, then you will have the motivation of struggling through that calculus, that organic chemistry, which is what turns off a lot of people. But if you know what you can do with those courses, then you will be able to put into perspective the hard work you need to put in to make it through those courses and then apply what you learn from them to what you want to do.
Hartzell-Scali encourages young minds as well as the parents of those minds to pursue an interest in the sciences, even if it is intimidating.
Remain curious about nature and be creative in your approach to asking questions and to answering questions. One thing that you will always be doing as a scientist is putting into perspective what you've learned and trying to fit the little bit of knowledge that you're contributing to the greater body of knowledge that's out there.
The Natural Enquirer's trading card series hopes to take away some of the intimidation science naturally comes with. Hartzell-Scali wants children not to limit themselves from what they think scientists are.
You may not see anybody that looks like you, but there are all kinds of scientists coming from different cultural backgrounds, different ethnicities, and in a way, science will only become stronger when it has an equal representation of who we are as a people. We need to have that representation in the scientists that we have in our society.
Any science-attracted children or interested parents, go to the journal's website at naturalenquirer.org. Here you will be able to subscribe and get free issues of the Natural Enquirer and to obtain the scientist trading cards. This is Danny Hayes from Utah Public Radio.